The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The opening scene of Mary's encounter with an angel. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Mass before we begin what we know as the vigil as Christmas Eve. I'm going to speak a little slower today so as to give the appearance of not getting swept up in the fact that Christmas Eve is only a few hours away. Normally, we would have a fourth week of Advent followed by 7 days more to prepare, and yet because of the calendar, we have about 7 hours left of Advent. Because of that, I want us to first stop, take a breath and relax a little bit, sit here peacefully and be in the presence of, to be in the presence of angels. I was scanning through my old saved documents and I came across the many things that I said during the time we were forced to close the church because of COVID. It may seem like a memory from eons ago, but it was only a couple of years ago. The trauma we all suffered to not to be able to come here, not to receive our Lord, not to celebrate him, is a wound that occasionally still smarts with me. I don't know if it does with you. But now this year, as I was able to come again once into the quiet church by my choice, I realized that this place is never empty. It is a place where there are always angels. And when our church was closed to all of you, it was still the home of angels. I also know that sitting before me, you are children of God who carry many different loads. Some of you are here in joy and thanksgiving for a year of good fortune. Some are here with a deep open wound because the one you have loved is either sick or you lost them this year. Some of you come from hurts from old wounds that resurface every Christmas season. But one thing you all have in common, sitting next to you, hovering over you, and standing in front of you are angels. Today, one day before Christmas, I want you to do just one thing. I want you to think of angels. I first want you to think of the angels that we hear about in our Bible. In the Old Testament, the angel Gabriel made a prior appearance to the prophet Daniel, who some said experienced visions which predicted the coming of Christ. And now we hear the start of that fulfillment. You heard of an angel announcing to Zechariah and Elizabeth, who was thought barren, who will now carry what we will know as John the Baptist. Gabriel is one of the known archangels. There are two others that we know from Scripture. The archangel Michael is mentioned 4 times in the Bible. He is known to us as a warrior angel whose mission is to protect us and fight on this earth and in the heavens against evil. Raphael is the third one, and he's mentioned in that unusual book of Tobit and accompanies and advises Tobias as he searches for a bride. Raphael is the patron saint and angel of healing, of physicians, and of travelers. There is also a very important angel, each of which whom you should know, your guardian angel, the one assigned to you since birth, the one who watches over you, the one who rejoices when you choose good and cries when you do not. Angels are messengers, they're guides, they're helpers, they're spiritual beings who God made to traverse that place that God dwells and in the earth that we live, to go between us. Angels are all around us. And although we have a guardian angel with us, we can also be angels to each other. Today, instead of thinking about what presents you still have to get or wrap, or what food you'll need to prepare, I want you to think on how every moment you are in the presence of angels. Start by thanking your guardian angel. Get to know them. They know you. Thank them for being there when you missed that deer when you were driving and you missed it just by inches. Thank them when a few seconds made a difference between death and life for you. Thank them when you don't remember why you made a decision, only to find out that it was the right one. Think about how your guardian angel is sitting next to you right now and is smiling that you are here at church. Then think of the other angels in your life, those from heaven and those whose home base is here on earth, the people who have been angels in your life, your encounter with angels here. Spend some time today recalling those people that served as angels to you and when you have been an angel to another. You will hear of angels on Christmas Day. You will hear of a multitude of angels on Christmas Day. You will hear them comfort the shepherds, saying, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Think about angels today, and then on Christmas and afterwards, when you hear them singing with us, "Glory to God in the highest," you will really hear them. Angels are the messengers of God. They are the protectors of our children, our spouses, and our loved ones when we cannot. They're the ones who carry our loved ones from this world to the next. Angels are all around us, and particularly now during the Advent and Christmas season, when the veil between heaven and earth is thinned, as we are celebrating the coming of our Lord, it would be uncharitable to ignore them. Listen today for angels, and your Christmas this year will be heavenly.